From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The Census Bureau is out today with its annual assessment of the well-being of American households. The poverty level stayed about the same, incomes are up slightly, and fewer people lack health insurance. Marketplace's Bob Moon is here now. And Bob, tell us first, the nation's poverty rate, what is it?
Hi, Madeline. The official number for last year was 12.5% of the American population living in poverty. Now, the number crunchers don't see that as statistically different from the 12.3% level in 2006. But let's try to break this out in real human terms. That means there were more than 37 million people living in poverty across the country last year. And that figures out to roughly a million more than there were in the previous year. Although the poverty rate did rise slightly for children, it's now up to 18%. And it bears noting that these latest numbers out today are for last year. So that means they don't reflect whatever the damage might have been from the economic downturn that started around the end of last year. But we can still expect the politicians to be pointing to these numbers and putting their own spin on them as the fall campaign gets underway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and before we get to that, let's get into the numbers a little bit more and tell us what did they say about household income?
Well, this is something the Census Bureau calls real median household income, and it climbed 1.3% between 2006 and 2007. That would be the third year in a row that this number grew. It reached $50,233 in 2007. Now, this is the median number. That means half make below that line, half or above it. And it does seem to depend on where you live. It went up in the Midwest and South, but it was flat in the western states and actually declined slightly in the Northeast. And also, the median income remained unchanged for Asian Americans and the Hispanic population overall.
Okay, now one surprising headline, health insurance coverage. Fewer people lack it.
Yeah, that's perhaps the brightest spot, although the increase in coverage is only a slight one here. The percentage and the number of Americans lacking health coverage fell last year. The number slipped from 47 million without health insurance in 2006 to 45.7 million last year. And by the way, this decline in uninsured Americans includes a drop in the number of children who also had no coverage. One Census Bureau researcher told reporters this morning that a lot of this decrease in the uninsured can be credited to more public health insurance being offered. That helped offset less coverage from private insurance.
Okay, so let's now turn to the political debate that you mentioned earlier. These government numbers from the Census Bureau, are these generally accepted as accurate?
This all gets down to how you define poverty, really. Some groups complain that this formula for deciding that hasn't really changed much in almost 40 years. They say this information is useful, but it doesn't measure a lot of areas that are really essential to many working families. The burden of child care, for example, and even housing and transportation don't figure directly into these numbers.
Thanks, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.